always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Don Christian. Once again, actually, I ain't gonna say this. Frog might call in today. We're gonna get it in today with my man K Drama, man. And we had a great weekend. We had the show that Yada Da King hosted, called "Let Your Light Shine," hosted by Genuine Life as well. Man, we had a great time. Man, the building was nice and full packed. There was a lot of people in the building, and my wife actually preached, man. And I'm gonna have to play the, just a sermon clip from that. As she just really went in about letting your light shine, man. And that's really what it's about, man. We at Yada Da King Radio are going to talk about letting our light shine. Are we doing a good job of that? Should we step our game up? Or you know what I'm saying, what's really good? That's how we do it. I always say that, don't I? I always say this is how we do it. But for those that don't know how we do things, it's your boy Don Christian. I'm chilling solo right now. And Frog is going to be on the show. Frog has been everywhere, man. First of all, he was in Minnesota Sunshine Fest. Now he's in North Carolina. I heard he was chilling with DJ P Dog. He's actually at a concert right now. So they had like a little mini tour going on. You know what I'm saying? So keep them in prayer as they make their way back to the good old Northwest. You know how we do it. I said it again. It's all love though. But check it out, man. This is what we're gonna do. I got a couple of new songs. K Drama's gonna debut some new music on our show, from his album coming out called We Fit, The Workout Plan. I think you guys are going to be really excited about that. So that's really what's up. Everything that we've been doing is just to glorify the Lord and Jesus King. Jesus the King. You know what I'm saying? We yada da King. That's how we do it. I did it again. Did I do it again? I did. But check it out. This is what I'm going to say. We're getting ready to launch the website really soon. Really soon is coming soon. So you guys want to be make sure you tune in to what's going on here at Yada Da King. It's going to bring up, we're going to have the video stream there. You know, all the podcasts will be there as well. But if you don't know, or if somebody needs to know, tell them about us on iTunes, Yada Da King. You can also catch us on the live stream, livestream.com/YadaDaKing. You get, you know, a little glimpse behind the scenes with the artist. You can ask your questions and the artist is going to answer your questions. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we do it. And I did say it again, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go because I'm really feeling it right now. The weather's good. We're going to go to Becca Shea right here, called Hearing This Moment on Yada Da King Radio. And that's how we do things. Let's get it.
Nothing can change the way I feel when I'm with you. You give me a repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. When the mics are on, it's danger. Biohazard turn the streets into Carnegie Hall. I came to rock Billy Graham style football stadiums, using holy hip hop as the altar call, calling out the prostitutes and drug dealers, 25-to-lifers, thugs and gangsters. Provoke God anger, he's taking them out like Pete Rock. Christ came so we can straighten them out. I'm like John the Baptist, these last days is hostile. I'm straight up, headed up for the gospel. Turn away from sin, from the ways of the world. Satan is the snake that coils around the earth like a boa constrictor, possessing the planet with nothing but weapons of mass deception. The great commission is Christ, vision of visions of men. Hip-hop is the net, and we're casting them in. From the rapist to the racist, adulterer, adulteress. Turn from all forms of wickedness. You ask why I'm saying this? It's my love for Christ, his love for me. From Galilee shines a great light in the dark of everyone's heart. The end is now, a time for redemption. The time is now, a time for salvation. Through Jesus, there's confession, repentance, and forgiveness. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. Clear the way for the one that calls in the desert. Prepare the way for the one to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Desire to be one with Messiah. Don't get tossed with the burning, safe in hell's fire. Repent your sins, get baptized by the water. The axe is at the root, prepare for the slaughter. Christ came to save you, not condemn you. It's the sin that sends you on the dragon's next menu. In hell's kitchen where the worm never dies. You shook surprise, it's the sign of the times. With beats and rhymes, I combine the free minds. You solitary combined by spiritual crimes. Whether you a slanderer, hustler, murderer, perverter, church persecutor, Jesus holds the keys to Hades. All you prisoners, behold your redeemer. Separate the sheep from the goats. To the Lord we provoke and pray. In the land of cutthroats, the sun shines as a light of hope. And false prophets rap about the love of money and dope. Use the video bitch, yo, she fish bait. Now you hook like a chorus, watch her drop it low. Sister, that ain't the way to go. Don't be an appetite for destruction, that'll cost your soul. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. When the God of Israel hit this world with a verdict, see the God, we nothing but spiritual convicts. Jesus is God's advocate. You don't deserve that hellbound trip. Even after the cross, you still stand in my place. In the kingdom's court, he's still taking my case. The judgment of God, one day you gotta face. Christ coming, there's no more time to waste. Christ died for you, Christ died for me. Christ died for all race, colors, and creeds. Christ died for all you cats on Wall Street. Put your hearts for the greed, iniquities and evil deeds. For Christ, I bleed like Stephen C. The raised up the voice of the martyrs overseas. When the judge of this world hit me down with a verdict, ask how do I plead? I plead for repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And those that have an ear, let him hear. You brood of vipers, face the judgment of God's wrath, a call to repentance. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.
Yo, this song right here was by Rayco. The song is called Repent on his album called Biohaz Rap. You know, and I was like, man, that sounds pretty tight, man. It's a unique name. And speaking of uniqueness, man, I got one of the homies. He's no stranger to the Yada Da King Radio. I got my brother K Drama. He's on the line. K Drama, what's cracking, man?
What's good, everybody? What's good, man?
Hey, so first of all, you know, what's the weather like out there, man? Because it's been really nice out here in Seattle. You know, I know you just came from Seattle not too long ago. Did it rain when you came?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so man, we
it always rains when I come.
I think that was the last time it rained out here, man. We've been having some really good weather for the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
Man, so
it's actually a heat alert. Well, it was a heat alert yesterday. I don't think it's one today, but it's like it was 96 earlier. I think it's cooled down since then, but yeah, it's been smoldering. But, you know, we hanging in there. We used to it.
Okay, so look, man, I know you a family man, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm with the family right now.
Okay, let me hear the kids say Yada the King. Can they say that? Are they old enough? You know, I don't.
I'll let her say it later. She got chopsticks and some rice.
That's what's up.
She can have to talk with her mouth full. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel it, man. So you got the fam with you, man. How's things been going with you, man, lately? I know you've been touring. You know, what's the family life like right now?
Things are good. Right now, I'm just trying to learn how to balance my time correctly.
Yeah.
How to not revolve family around ministry, but revolve ministry around my family. Because my family is my first ministry, and a lot of ministers need to understand that you could be going all around the world, but if you ain't got your home life held down, God is looking at you like a dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm definitely trying to improve in that area as far as being a better husband, being a better father. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely try to make sure not only that I'm with them, but I'm spending quality time with them. And you know, a lot of times it's easy to be tired and to just be there, but not really be there. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're there, but you're absent-minded. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to hold it down on that aspect. And then as far as music-wise, that's been going well too. Just wrapped the album up. We Fit the Workout Plan. It'll be my debut album through Cross Movement. And that drops August 10th. So, wife's been helping me push that. She just created a new Facebook page for me. So, I've reached my 5,000 member limit. So now I can add the other 1,000 that are pending. So,
yeah.
That was all her genius. So, she's definitely been holding it down. So yeah, man, it's been good. Just in between traveling and you know, making beats, doing collabs, and then family life. I feel like I can improve, but I definitely feel like I have a good balance on the various elements.
Okay, man. Look. First of all, man, we're gonna get into that Cross Movement signing and all that later, man, because that's big, man. And I first heard of that, I was like, man, praise God, man. My dude's been grinding since, like, you was, like, 14, 15.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
14.
So that's really what's good, man. So, look, this is what I want to do, man. I'm going to treat the people, man. We got some new music from Kate Drama. We're going to go to this song called Slim Down right quick, man. Is that cool?
Okay.
Tell them about it. Tell them about it real fast. We've been talking about it off air, but what's good with the Slim Down?
Yeah, Slim Down is basically what I just covered as far as just being humble. It's a song about humility and just encouraging ministers especially to not try to do it big, but just try to do it the way God intended for you to do it. And if it blows up, cool. But if it, you know, only has a certain impact that's below, I guess, what you expected, then be cool with that, as long as that's God's will. And also in the song, I talk about, you know, just valuing family and decrease your activity so that you can have a bigger impact in the main things that God has designed you to do. So that's what Slim Down's about. I hope y'all enjoy it.
Okay, let's get it in. Slim Down, K-Drama, it's Yada Da King Radio. Don't go nowhere.
You ain't get the memo? Guess not. I'm ready.
You try to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You try to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You try to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You try to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. Trying to slim down physically and spiritually. I'm trying to shed some pounds. The older I get, the more I learn that less is greater. If this is hard to grasp, then take a look at our Savior. I'm learning how to be busy, not being busy. Take a sec to look around. I hope you're still with me. Cause most of the things we're busy with aren't that important. None of the bang for your buck is so time absorbent. I'm not a jack of all trades. I don't do everything well. I gotta stop being cheap with my meal. Cause I'd rather save time than money. I can make a quick buck, but time slips under your nostrils like your nose is runny. Pop preachers saving lives, yet their home life jacked up. Couldn't even be a deacon, cause how'd it get jacked up? Before I do anything else, I gotta take take care of home first. Orchestrated by God, so after him, our soul.
You trying to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You trying to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You trying to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. You trying to do it big, I'm trying to slim down. Slim down. I don't want the chain, homie, I want the crown. I can still be stronger with a smaller frame. I can still have a huge impact with a smaller name. Though I wanna go far, I ain't tryna be a star. Long as my car works, I don't have to drive a Ferrari. Cause one day, it'll all pass. The leather and the chrome dash, the 20s on your black tag. It'll all wither like grass. This a fate ball, but many think it's a cake ball. Since I started rapping, I've seen a lot of cake walk. Into cakewalk, Pro Tools and microphones. And rapping ain't calling you, need to leave the mic alone.
Waste your money,
cause I don't do this for the cash flow. You think I'm ballin', cause I'm almost everywhere you go. But I live in the hood and drive a 98 Toyota. Please don't work for Sprint, you might call saying that I out.
You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. Slim down, my head's too big, I want folks to see the town. On a hill as I let my light shine, but some I know have made knowledge into a shrine. It's sad cause they learn to look big in the face, but they got muscles for no reason. Wow, what a waste, they focus on the external more than the inner. They speak as if they're holy, but they're ruthless sinner. And people are impressed because they appear intelligent, but the truth about their lives, they ain't really telling it. I wanna decrease so he can increase in my life. I don't want folks to see me without seeing Christ.
I don't want people leaving the show with me leaving their dope, but the answer to if they change is no. My hope is the outer will outgrow the inner soul, but Christ inside will cause them to grow.
You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down. You tryna do it big, I'm tryna slim down.
you can say I'm a diamond in the dirt. Jesus up in heaven, he's the standard of my worth. Main value of my soul holds more weight than the earth. I ain't got a day for gold because my treasure's in the church.
I don't care what they say.
Right here, Marty, Marte, as Frog says, and it's Hey Hey. And we love that song right there, man. That song goes in. That's one of Frog's favorite songs. I was thinking about you, Frog. You know what I'm saying? Even though you wasn't here, I know you watching me on a live stream, so I was thinking about you, baby. I love you, man. I can't wait to see your face again. Now, actually, now let me say this for the record. I got K-Drama on the line. K-Drama, what's up? K-Drama, you there?
Yo, my bad, what's up?
Nah, I was just trying to make sure you there, brother. Hey, I just gotta tell you this, man. My guy Frog is funny, man. Look, this guy this guy hit me up on an airplane doing a video chat with me, yo. And I was like, you know, I was like, at first I was like, dog, are you doing something legal, man? Don't be hijacking no planes Wi-Fi and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not that he does that stuff, but I was, you know, that was the first time I knew that, you know, they had Wi-Fi on the plane. I ain't been on a plane for
a minute.
So I was like, oh, man.
It's crazy what they doing.
Yeah, bro. They got Wi-Fi all the way up in the air.
Air.
And some cats was, I was reading a tweet from Kiera Clark Shears. She said she was on the phone, on the airplane texting people with her phone on. You know, she was like, I'm not supposed to do it, but I am.
I want to be here one day.
Huh?
I want to meet. That's one person I
want to
meet.
Man, speaking of that, let's get into this whole process of you getting signed with Cross Movement. I think this is huge. First of all, were you just working on this album We Fit even before the Cross Movement picture came into play? And how did the Cross Movement signing even come to pass?
Well, the process started where I've just been grinding for years, and after the EMI deal, I was just like, you know, I just want to make music to the glory of God. I don't care about distribution and all that. So I did Boom Baptism, you know, did well, got me a lot of attention to the platform.
Yeah.
And so after that, I used to, I still have good friends with a guy named Eric Campbell. And for those who read credits, Eric Campbell, he is one of the A&R directors at Cross Movement.
Oh, okay.
And he's from Cincinnati.
Wow.
So he wasn't born and raised in Cincinnati, but he lived here for quite some time. And he used to be instrumental in bringing, before he even worked for Cross Movement, he would, you know, get Cross Movement booked in Cincinnati, things like that. And Cross Movement saw the value in him. and offered him a position. Mm. And so when he accepted and moved from Cincinnati to Philly, he had an apartment. It was a really nice apartment. And we went there for his going away party. And we're like, yo, who's moving in this joint? And he was like, nobody, unless y'all want to move in. So, well, not y'all, but me. And then eventually I got married and moved my wife in. But, of course, she was looking at it too, like, hey, we getting married, so you should get this. So, I moved in there, took his spot. And so me and Eric kept a real good relationship. And he always wanted to put on Cincinnati artists, to Cross Movement. And so... Yeah. I gave him Boom Baptism. Also had R. Swift on the album on Boom Baptism. He was on one of my songs. And so both of them at the same time were penetrating John Wells, aka Tonic. And Tonic was, he didn't hear me initially, but eventually he did check out my album and was like, oh, this is pretty hot. And this was right around the time when he was dropping... the Dash. And so when he was doing interviews just like this one about the Dash, I hit him up. Just on some, yo, that, you know, Tonic, I really love your knowledge, your depth. I love how you explain things. Ooh. I just sent him a MySpace message. And like a day later he replied back, like, yo, thanks, man, I appreciate it. Yo, we should chop it up sometime. I'm like, okay. I was weird. I was just hitting you up to say, good job. I wasn't trying to get your number or nothing, but I'm like, okay, there's, you know, but then I flashed back, like, oh, yeah, I did, you know, try to get him the album, things like that. And so, you know what I'm saying? And so, eventually, that led to me rapping at an event that Cross Movement sponsored called Is the Car Live. It was me, R. Swift, Everyday Process, Jazz, and DJ Wade O.
Yeah.
In Philly. So they you know, took care of our travel expenses and our lodging, all that. And so I rap and True Life, and Wells really enjoyed, you know, what I did, and that was it. You know, I flew back home and continued my grind. But you know, then some months later, Wells was expecting, had his son. My wife and I were also expecting. And Wells called me while I was at the hospital when we was thinking my wife was going into labor, which she wasn't. But he called me, and I told him, you know, we're in a situation with, you know, might be having our son soon. He's like, all right, well, you know, hit me back sometime. Just want to chop it up, get to know you. So eventually, we got to talk it up. We talked for like 2 hours, you know what I'm saying, on the phone, just asking each other all sorts of questions, just getting to know each other, you know, nothing like, yo, you know, you gonna sign me or, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, just really just chopping it up. And it's just good to chop it up with people.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he was messing with a group out of Indianapolis, or they all convened in Indianapolis. And he was like, yo, I'm gonna be in Indianapolis. And just give y'all an idea, Indianapolis is closer to us than Cleveland. So, you know, everyone talks to me like, yo, LeBron James, he's going to Miami. Like, I care less, because I supported Indianapolis before I do Cleveland, because those games are easier to get to. And so you just can't help but to become a fan when you actually get to go.
Wow.
To
the stadium. So hold up, man. You're not a Cleveland fan?
Not really. I mean, I like Cleveland. They're cool, but they're 4 hours away. That's like Nashville. That's like going to Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you
live in Ohio, but it's closer for you to get to the Pacers game.
Exactly. Like, actually, we live, people don't know this, geographically, I live in Cincinnati, which is the southwest of Ohio, literally, the bottom of Ohio. So we're on the corner. They call our area the tri-state area because you got Cincinnati, you got Indiana 10 minutes away, you got Kentucky 5 minutes away, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so you can get to both, depending on where you live at. But
so you be hitting all those states up.
Cleveland is northeast, Mm. You know what I'm saying? That joint is diagonally opposite of us. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's just as quick to get to a Chicago Bulls game. You know, you an hour difference from going to a Chicago Bulls game than going to a Cleveland Cavs game. So, but anyway, but so Wells was going to Indianapolis. He's like, yo, you know, maybe we could hook up, you know, while I'm in Indianapolis. So him and another guy I'm really cool with named Rasul, they drove to Cincinnati. I got to show them, you know, how we do it in the Natty. And
yeah.
And we just chopped it up more about the scriptures and just about all sorts of things, you know. And it was just beautiful banging it. And we really started to understand, like, yo, we share the same vision.
Yeah.
Like strategically. And so that's when it started becoming clear to us, like, the Lord, I believe, is hooking us up for a season to really do beautiful ministry together in His name. And so once all that started making sense, then that's when we got the business end of it straight from, like, January to May. You know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, I'm working on the album. Like,
yeah.
I was working on the album before Cross Movement came in the picture, but I kind of knew that I was going to do something with Cross Movement, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew whether I signed with Cross Movement or not, We Fit, the workout plan, was dropping.
Yeah.
But I had a pretty good idea that We Fit was going to drop through Cross Movement. And so we're talking the whole time I was working on the album, and then right after I finished the album, bam, I signed a deal, and now we're going full throttle.
Man, I would say this, man. Number one, you know what I'm saying? That's something that it wasn't like he was forcing the whole thing to come through, you know, come to pass. It's really good to build with people because you never know, you know what I'm saying, what they're thinking, what's going on with them and all that, man. So it wasn't just like, yo, hey, I'm K-Drama, I'm trying to really get on Cross Movement. It was like, man, let's just build and see what God does. And I really like that. You know what I'm saying? Versus pushing into like, oh man, this is Cross Movement. Yo, you know, some cats be like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Hey, so look,
exactly.
We gonna run to, you know what I'm saying, one of your singles. I think you said this is gonna be the one that you shoot a video for called Holistic, right?
Yeah, that's the joint, yep.
Yeah, tell the people about this jam that's about to go on.
Alright, this is the joint, Holistic. I'm shooting a video to it tomorrow with a guy named Adam Tillman. If you ever seen the Chicago Tonic video, he shot that video, real good quality video, so
yeah.
Expect that this video will be even higher level, because of course, as an artist, every artist tries to cultivate their craft, every good artist, so to say. And so, Holistic is a joint just about being made whole. When you think of holistic in a natural sense, it's just all the different components that make you healthy, you know, from a spiritual,
yeah,
from a physical, how you eat, to what you do with your body, etc. But I'm really taking the spiritual element of it and extracting it and saying, all right, there are different components to being whole spiritually. And so I'm asking God, from all angles, make me whole, make me like you. And we will never be completely made whole until we are consummated with Christ. After we die and we face judgment and we're accepted into the gates as believers, that's when we will be given our new bodies and we will be made new creatures. We will be made whole at that time, but we are still striving, you know what I'm saying, to be made whole. You know,
yeah.
It's not an excuse just because we can't be perfect on this earth that we don't strive for perfection. And so that's what the song is, just a cry to God, like, Lord, make me whole.
Okay, so look, let's run to this joint. Yada Da King Radio, I'm with your boy K Drama. You know how we do it, Don Christian. This song is called Holistic from the new album We Fit by your boy K Drama, The Workout Plan. Let's go.
I wanna be whole, oh, 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 oh. reasonably, I got a reason to be, bruh. Reason to things like sins, wag, it ain't pleasing to me. It ain't appeasing to me, but I am pleased to be free in that season, believe. Not just season to leave, but the season of speech and syntax for this recovery of me and the DG. Die on the tree to amend back
people to their father. Now I'm following the leader. I appreciate his grace, so I'm cutting flesh off like Peter. So I work out my salvation with fear and trembling, pursuing obedience for consecration.
Goodbye to the world, I'm leaving forever. I'm trying to give my best to be together. I wanna be whole. I wanna be whole.
Once I realize I am solely made for him, I concluded God's not in
I too.
Jesus told God to
sign.
Got drafted in my team's life.
Final.
I keep him on a high cane. 14 at school, telephone to
try.
I don't want God with the devil like
fire.
Now I honor God with every measure, bar and meter. My music is the instruction, but I hope my life is sweeter. So I apply actions to my faith, or else my faith is dead. I hope my actions surpass anything I said.
Goodbye to the world, I'm leaving forever. I'm trying to give my best to be together. I wanna be whole. I wanna be whole.
I have faith, I do works, yet I'm still a sickly man. You give grace to this church, you do it so quickly, and I seek your face. I'm like Kurt,
you're the only one
who can fix me. I'm so out of balance, please remix me. I need a 180, not a 360. I am incomplete, and that is why I seek ya. I won't be made completely whole until I meet ya. So prune me, chisel me, get rid of the dead. I want to be holistic, reflecting all that's red.
Goodbye to the world, I'm leaving forever. I'm trying to give my best to be together. I wanna be whole. I wanna be whole.
Seeking first place, running with endurance. Every turn, every bend, every straightaway, these balls are turning. Gotta get back on my feet, keep oppressing, lessons learning. But I can't stop on a sharp block. If I drop out, then I know that death is certain. That's curtains, keep swerving, keep moving, and keep averting. Disaster, use discernment. Devil wanna push you in a pit and keep you burning. Brother wanna come and cover the blood. Better make a sentiment, I'm gonna put that sin down. Sucker wanna take it, but they're never gonna get it. Then I rip it, and they're never gonna put that pin down. Get down, but get up on your feet and beat the enemy. Such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding me. Push it up a notch when they're rotting, when they're dropping for the top 10. But I got them, never taking heed. Then I hit you with speed, and I'm taking the lead and proceed with caution.
Do what you do for the king and the Jews, like teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping the clues, so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose, no matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus in his crazy zoo. His grace in his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up, get up.
When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Some wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
In the race of your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
It's so tough just to focus, got me going in circles like donuts.
mistakes is a great disgrace. It's real in the field, man, the bite in my heels, and the vice that kills is a nice appeal. If you go out that route, then you're sick with the wicked, and your life gets ill. Look to Christ to chill.
Do what you do for the king of the Jews, like teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping a clue, so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose, no matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus in his crazy zoo, his grace in his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up, get this.
Some wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
Finish the race for your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Some wanna give me, but they know what's up. When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
Finish the race for your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
If you go with the flow, then you slow in your road. Put your ducks in a row. You think you control the things that you need in this life to proceed. Results in greed with the girls in the weed. Grown up and you got that dough. Flown out and you doing that show. Made man with a hustling flow. Not knowing in your mind that you're losing your soul. You best believe in God's retrieving all the heathen now. Retrace your steps and pack your sin and get to leaving now.
Forsake that pride and serve our God and just receive him now.
Follow that Christ, take up your cross and he will show you how. Mountains will move, your faith is the proof. The spirit of truth is guiding you through. Like Paul, you can say you kept the faith. Like Forrest Gump, you run that race.
We're running, you need endurance. His word is purest assurance. And Jesus will be your current, covered by his insurance.
Finish the race.
Do what you do for the king of the Jews. I teach good news to the evil fools. We dropping a clue, so you got a clue on who to pursue when we talk to you. You cruise, you bruise, you snooze, you lose. No matter which route you choose. We praise Jesus in his crazy zoo. His grace in his race is amazing too.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up, get up.
When you wanna give it up, well you better get up.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just finish the race.
Finish race for your life, well you better pick it up, rip it up, or you're gonna get blown like later.
Time to wake up, straight up, get up and just pick up your pace.
Someone wanna give me, but they know what's up.
Yeah, that's the homies JPS. They from the town. The song is called Finish the Race. And if you running, finish the race. Look, we're gonna hop on the topic of today, and it's about letting your light shine. K-Drama, man, let me ask you this. We kind of been talking about some things, you know, behind the scenes in the live stream, but what are some ways that you allow your light to be seen? What are some ways that you let your light shine so people can see the Christ in you?
Well, for me, we're actually just talking. It's funny. We were just talking about this yesterday. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is 1 Corinthians 10:31. And it just says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it to the glory of God.
Mm.
And so, when you think like that, then everything you do can be a light. You know what I'm saying? There's always a holy way to do something. So whether it is holding the door for somebody or just being polite to the elderly, yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause so many people are rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, we live in a rude world, an inconsiderate world.
Yeah.
And so these days, when you are considerate, people notice that. And they're like, wow, why was that person nice to me? Why was that person talking to me? Why did that person help me? It's like, and that's where your light can shine. And so sometimes I shine intentionally. You know, I may bust it up with somebody and ask them, do they know Jesus? Or, you know, when I'm doing concerts or even beyond concerts, you know,
yeah.
Cause that's what we really need to be doing it. But you know, you let it shine in that way. You can let your light shine through the clothes you wear. Like, I was actually wearing, I wear a lot of Passion for Christ movement shirts. Dedicated to make like all the X shirts and all that. And I wore this shirt. It says, I used to love her. And I went to the gas station. And it was like, and the cashier was like, I used to love her. What's that mean?
Yeah.
And then I got to share it. I was like, I used to love the world. Now I love Christ. And it was real simple.
Yeah, that's
hot. Just that quick. Bam. Let my life shine. And you use those opportunities as segues to preach the gospel. And sometimes, you have to realize too, like, you, like, God, the witnessing, I mean, the way that people get saved, you know, is first someone plants a seed, and then someone waters it, and then at the end, God brings the increase. And when you think like that, when you think about it, it makes you realize, like, you don't have to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I may to simply let my light shine. And who knows how many times someone done preached the gospel to that person already.
Yeah.
And I come through and I'm watering a seed, or maybe even God's using me to a point where they will get saved through, you know what I'm saying, what I share. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just banging how the Lord can work, and you don't have to force it. You know, God will always make an opportunity. You'll be on an airplane.
Yeah.
And someone just be like, where are you going? People real nosy on airplanes. And that's when you really get to just let your light shine and just be like, yo, I'm about to go rap at a church. They're like, I don't think rappers understand how weird we look to the world.
I'm going to go rap at a church.
That's one of the strangest things.
Yeah.
Because the way that BET and MTV and VH1 and the radio and Clear Channel, all these people done painted this picture of what rap is supposed to sound like. So when we come along and we rapping for God, oh, that's a witness within itself.
Yeah.
And so definitely... yeah, I said those are some of many ways, and I'm sure I'm leaving stuff out. But I mean, you can literally let your light shine in every aspect of your life.
Yeah, nah, man, and real quick, man, Frog, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hey, what are some ways that you let your light shine, brother?
One of the ways that I let my light shine is that when I'm around family, and we had to experience this really this weekend at our family reunion. Turn off. One of our family members had bought a lot of alcohol. I mean, a lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
And we were there for the family reunion, and, you know, we wanted to be around our family, you know, and we really had to really, I mean, I had a sip, you know. I had something to drink. I'm gonna be 100 with everybody. You know, I had something to drink, but I didn't just keep going and get wild and crazy. You know, I told him, I said, no, I don't. I'm gonna step back. And then when things started to get wild and crazy, I walked away. And then, you know, a lot of people saw that and like, okay, we respect that. You know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, not only that, gosh. We were on a plane, United Airways, and we were flying from Chicago to Charlotte. And we were already delayed. And so I'm tired. We were at the airport for like 7 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Well, they tell us, well, we got to stay on the plane at the gate, our last destination at the gate, for like another 45 minutes because the sky bridge was broke.
Yeah.
And so I was hot. Instead of really telling the people to really do something and start wilding out and let the bad person in me flourish, I just said, you know what, God bless you guys, man. Please just get it on.
Yeah.
You know, I kept my cool, I guess.
You so, basically.
Mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can actually shine your light. It's just depending on what area and what point of life you're in at that moment.
Yeah, I'm going to say it like this. You had to slim down. Like K-Drama's new song, man, Slim Down. He had to let that man slim down so that, you know, he could act correctly, man. And that's really what's up, man. I actually had the opportunity. The reason why, you know, really, man, I've been kind of, since Frog been gone, I've been trying to figure out, you know, what's the topic's going to be. And God just he be throwing them in my lap. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday, somebody came up. First of all, we had a concert, as I talked about, called Let Your Light Shine. So that was really the hype of the week. This Friday, we had a concert about Let Your Light Shine. My wife did a brief message there. Then she did the full message at our church called Let Your Light Shine. So, you know, that was really in me. So we went to the clubs and ministered at the clubs, outside the clubs. This is what we do a lot to allow our lights to shine so people can see Jesus. And, you know, one guy was like, hey, that's some R&B, you know, and we don't straight out the gate tell them, yo, this is Christian music. Because, you know, people got to, they all, oh, Christian music, like K-Drama said, I ain't trying to hear that. So basically what happened was the dude was like, man, I don't want to get no R&B music because my heart is broke. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, man, well, how'd your heart get broke? You know, and he was like, man, these ladies, these women, they basically just broke my heart. You know what I'm saying? I've been in some relationships and it was tough for me. And, you know, then God allowed me to tell him, man, look, your heart was broke even before you got with those girls. And the guy was like, wow, you're right. You know what I'm saying? He was like, dang, how'd you know? I said, man, because we all got this void. We all got a heart problem, heart condition that Jesus can only fix. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, wow, you're right. You're right. You know what I'm saying? And I said, man, look, all you got to do is just tell God, man, I really need you in my life. I really need you. And, you know, he was really taking heed. Then his girl, you know, because they always got distractions out there. His girl was like, come on, let's go. We got to go, you know. And I was like, man, well, you know, I just prayed that it impacted his life, man. But that's how we shine our light, man, and get that light out. So when I did the show today.
Yeah, and one thing I want to say, man, is that really shining your light, really, when I think of let your light shine, is basically not shrinking back and holding who you, what your identity in Christ is.
Yeah.
You know, and to really walk out what Christ has called you to be. And it's like a verse in one of my songs, walk the walk, we ain't have to talk. When light is shining, you don't have to say anything. People see that and it reflects. And it shines out and people see how your lifestyle is.
Yeah. Okay, look, this is what I'm going to say, man. I really feel like, K-John, are you still there, brother?
No, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, he's chilling, man. You still eating that shrimp, man?
Nah, man, I'm on a roll.
Okay, so you like, yo, I got to keep both hands on the steering wheel. Are you driving or your wife driving?
I'm driving.
Okay, that's what's up. You guys got a Bluetooth, man?
Got the speakerphone.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We just trying to keep you legal, you dig? K-Jama,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess I'm illegal right now.
Oh, okay.
You guys can't hear me clearly unless I put my phone to the mouth.
Yeah, I can dig
it. My mouth to the phone.
So look,
but
man.
But you could drive in Cincinnati and talk at the same time, which is cool.
Oh, okay. So yeah, they ain't got that.
I know in a lot of cities. I know New York, you can't.
Yeah.
But Seattle, we can't do that in Seattle. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so, you know, for all those that don't know where we are from, we are based in Seattle, Washington.
And I just want to let everybody know, man, this is really weird being on the phone. I feel like I'm being interviewed. It is really taking me out of my element. I'm supposed to be in studio with Don Christian right now, and it's just kind of weird. I can't wait to get back to the studio so we can rock out the radio show together.
Man, K-Jama, my guy, he's getting emotional over there, huh?
I'm like, it's cool. Don't calm down, brother.
Hey, man, God is telling you this. I've been missing so much since I've been away from there, man. I miss my kids.
Yeah.
I miss my city. You know, it's been a wonderful blessing being out here, man. But it's tough, man. I was listening to the radio show, and I'm like, this ain't the Yada Da King radio show. I was like, there's no arguing. It's the Don Christian show.
Man.
I was like, dang, man, I need to get back.
Hey.
Fine, I'm free, dog.
Hey, Cass was loving it when you was gone. Not because you were gone, but you know the topics and stuff.
Okay.
I just want to put that in your ear, brother. It's nothing like that, man.
It
so
didn't have the Yada Da King feel. It was a hot interview. I tell you that. It wasn't the Yada Da King interview.
Yeah. Well, look, let's do this. I'm going to read this scripture about letting your light shine. This has actually been the theme scripture, like I said, for this weekend. Matthew 5, verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And really what I want to do is I just wanted to read that and say, look, as Frog was saying, you know, not shrinking back who you are. But it's even more than that. I would say it's being intentional in letting your light shine. And I know that he didn't mean to say it like that. But when you let your light shine, you know what I'm saying? When you walk in a room and there's no lights on, you're like, oh, dang, man, can I get a light? Can somebody turn a light on? Where's the switch at? You know what I'm saying? You're moving like, yo, I can't see. But if we have our lights on, people can actually see. Now, whether they're going to turn their light on or not, it's between them and God. But if they see you the way that you live, the way that you react, the way that you do things, they're going to take note of that. Number one, they looking at Christians all the time to say, okay, look, what are they doing? He said he's a Christian. Okay, let me really watch him. You know, the world is really watching us, right? They really watching us. to make sure that we're doing the right stuff or not. Because they're like, okay, he's a Christian. Now, I've seen, you know, movies about Christians, and, you know, I've seen these things, and every Christian in a movie is a hypocrite. Every Christian in a movie, unless he's an old lady or... unless it's an old lady, really, it's not serious about God. The old ladies are the ones that pray, and everybody else is hypocrites in these movies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we have to make sure that our light is shining so people can see, oh, man, that's what a Christian is really supposed to be.
Exactly.
And I mean, we really, as we started doing this full-time ministry, we do a lot of street ministry. You know what I'm saying? We got the CDs out there, but some people can't buy CDs, and that's cool. Sometimes we hook them up with a CD, but it's not always about our CD. Sometimes we got to just say, hey, and there's plenty of times we just got to be led by the Spirit and say, man, when we see a young man that's out there on the block and he's just living life, you know, trying to be like everybody else, I got to tell him, look, bro, there ain't no future in that life, man. There ain't no future in that life. The only future that you can really find is when you give your life to God and find out who you really are. You know what I'm saying?
Like
there's a hope and a future for you.
I can tell you this, man. Because there's times that I've gone out and hit the block with you. It isn't about just selling the CDs, but it's an awesome time, man. There's been times where we prayed for people.
Yep.
And then out of that praying, healing has come. You get awesome testimonies. You know, I mean... Even the example, that time I told somebody Jesus loved 2 months ago after seeing him, he told me I stopped him from shooting a club up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all mixed in really heavily. I know Wado says it, but it's really more than music. It's ministry.
That's right.
You know, and when we get the opportunity to go down there and play with people, when they see that, that in turn, they have a different feeling and a different outlook on us. After we pray for them, and we actually show them that, hey, we're genuinely concerned about you.
Yeah, we're genuine life. That's right. Whereas Christ being displayed through lifestyle. Plug! But check it out. Look, this is what we do. This is what we do, man. We have to... I would say this, man. We have to... K-Drama, look, I'm pretty sure when you walked into places, you've changed atmospheres because of the way you let your light shine.
Definitely.
And I think that's something that we all have to do. If you let your light shine, you're not going to get along with everybody, because some people are going to be those people that say, hey, I like it in the dark. Matter of fact, it was funny. It was funny yesterday. Look, this one guy, he picked up our CD a couple weeks back, right? And then I was like, hey, so what you think of the CD? You know, and this guy told me he works at a strip club. And, you know, I was like, man, yeah, I never been to a strip club in my life, and I'm not going. And he was like, wow, that's weird, you know. And I was like, man, look, check out the CD. So he picks up the CD, buys it, and then we seen him yesterday, and he was like, man, you know, that was cool and all, but this guy, I really like hearing about people getting killed and getting shot and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you got some of that, let me know. And I just started laughing because, you know, I can't fit with the world. I don't want to hear about people getting killed and shot, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, man. So we got to let our light shine. K-Drama, man, look, this is what we're going to do, bro. We're going to go to your song right here called Get Your Weight Up. Tell them about this real quick. And then after this song, we're going to get it in. But we're going to allow you to tell them about when the album's dropping and all that, man. So let them know about this song, Get Your Weight Up.
Well, Get Your Weight Up is exactly, man, y'all just led by the Spirit, man. Because Get Your Weight Up is about getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And, there's a concept that I really am trying to get out with this song is muscles don't come without resistance. When you're in the weight room, if you lift in 5 pounds and that's easy for you, you're not gonna get ripped off that. But it's when you add weight to the bar, it's when you add weight that's beyond your comfort and you resist that weight, that's when you get stronger physically. And spiritually, the Bible talks about, I think it's James 4:7, it says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And so, what I'm encouraging Christians doing this song is just get their weight up. You know, step their game up in the faith, and through getting their weight up in the Word, being more heavy on the Word of God, then they'll be able to resist, you know what I'm saying, the sins that come at them.
Yeah.
And the more we resist sin as Christians, the stronger we get in the Lord. And so, I just want to encourage everybody to get their weight up.
Man, look, so look, you get your weight up. This is how we do it. Yada Da King Radio. This is Cake Drama. What's up, Frog?
Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 You can do it.
Got the top trainer, Day-Day in my corner. Strategy on my mind, leave them to the coroner. They think I'm shadow boxing, the crowd starts mocking. Not seeing my fight, even though they are watching. But they aren't paying attention. We don't fight against flesh, this slugfest ain't easy for me to pass. I'm like a duck test, cause this mess I'm attracted to. But I'm trying to kinda act it too. Seems like in the day I'm acting cool. Then tonight it comes straight out the blue. Backed in the spirit, I used to look puny. A scrub in the ER. Like George Clooney, suffering from malnourishment and dehydration. I didn't live for Jesus, I lived for this sensation. But that really depressed me. Empty's how it left me. Because it's so short-lived, now it doesn't impress me. I live for what's eternal, I live life on the bench press. Cause muscles don't come without resistance. So get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. It's easier to resist. Sin that doesn't mean much. You wouldn't do it no way, because that's not your lust. But what's the thing that competes with Jesus for your heart? The sin that attracts you ranks highest on your chart. Trust me, I've been there. Sometimes I'm still there. I overcome sin, but still have to peel layers of deep-rooted wrongdoing. So frustrating. I love God, but I wish it showed in my patience. Cause that's where the power comes. That's where the peace comes. That's where the fulfillment comes. That's where the peace comes. When you start working out your salvation with fear and trembling, call it formation. So let's up the ante. Sin no longer amps me. Gotta read the manual. His word does the clamping. When I press towards God, I press away sin. Sin is the weight, and I'm bench pressing.
Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it. 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 You can do it.
That you can call. If not now, then when? It's gotta be done. I left and came back broke like the prodigal son. Arms stretched out, I came running hot in my face. I had a bad dream and woke up running in place.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong. I'm on the run, eating word like it's part of my diet. Soul of a finisher, heart of a a lion, try recruiter. Yeah, if Jesus the gun, then I'll be the shooter. I got a hard drive like a computer. You can't stop me, I used to be sloppy. Jesus had to clean me up. I got the devil and his demons mad. They be teaming up like,
we gotta break them down, like, we gotta break them down.
I just hit them with the word, word they be breaking down. Gotta keep the faith, gotta fall on my face. Deep in the chase, sometimes it's hard keeping your base. I went through, but God was with me, I'm calling it grace. Holy Ghost, fire, umpire, calling me safe.
Safe.
I made it out without a scar or scrape. I hit the cut and start running so far I escape. We're not a second or a minute or an hour to waste. It's like a movie in a minute, co-star in my fate. I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
I'm running,
I keep running like I'm running a race.
I'm running,
but when I run, it's like I'm running in place. I wanna run, I can't run, it's like a gun in my face. One move could be wrong, so I choose to be strong.
Yeah, good looking Cree. I told you I'm running, man. I'm running for Christ. Mars music, music aimed at reconciliation and salvation. That's what it is. Fuck Barnabas. I had to double edge it, baby.
Yo, that was the homie Buck Barnabas. And I had to play that song because my guy Frog actually ran into him, you know what I'm saying, while he was out in Minnesota, right, Frog?
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure to meet him, man. I saw a lot of cats out there in Sunshine, so we got a lot of new music coming for you guys that are faithful podcast listeners. We got some new stuff, man, from the Frontliners. We got some stuff from Big Al. We're going to have some stuff from Sean Slaughter, possibly KJ52. I just got to... As soon as I get back home, man, I just gotta get on the grind and hit these guys up. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. K-Drama, man, we've had a great time with you on the show. We want you to tell us, when is this album, We Fit the Workout Plan, finna drop? How can the people get it? We know it's gonna be everywhere, but where is it gonna be?
First of all, I had a great time with y'all as well. I'm honored to do this interview. And this is actually the first We Fit interview I've done.
Oh, so,
considering ourselves history makers, so praise God for that. So, and y'all are actually the first people to be able to play songs beyond Slim Down. But Slim Down, of course, is a single. But I said child stuff that I haven't said as a DJ. So, definitely got much love for y'all. The album
we appreciate
August. Oh yeah, man. Album drops August 10th. I think that's 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all get it. First week sales are very important. Case y'all don't know, because you're trying to create a momentum because the album's fresh, and that's when most people are gonna buy it, when it's fresh. You know what I'm saying? And so we're hoping, you know, hoping to make a big impact through that. And if not, cool. But, you know, it would be nice to make a big impact. So, I would tell you this. Blue Baptism was hot, and I expect We Fit to be even hotter. Yeah, definitely. And I believe it is. And I hope other people, you know, of course, some people are going to stick to their guns. Some people love my album, Fortune of Life, better than anything. So, you know, I'm cool with that. But I think We Fit is definitely my best well-rounded work. I think y'all will enjoy it from start to end. The whole album is a concept album, so every song is literally sticking to the concept.
Yeah.
I don't think there's too many albums like this, and I don't say that like to brag, but like just realistically, I don't think there's too many albums that are concept albums that actually stick to the title. And I think y'all will enjoy even that aspect of it. But it'll be in stores you could definitely bank on it being at is if you have a Family Christian bookstore, Lifeway, Berean. If you have stores like that are big chain Christian stores, guaranteed it's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Stores like Walmart, Target, they might have it, but there's a chance that they might not. So I wouldn't suggest necessarily, unless you live like 2 minutes away from Walmart, I wouldn't suggest like banking on going to Walmart and finding my album. Because another thing you have to understand about distribution is just because you have distribution
does not guarantee your CD will be placed in every store
right.
that distribution can possibly get your CD in. It just now makes it available via catalog for big, you know, stores like Target and Walmart. They don't do consignments. You know, they deal only with the big distributors. Right. So that's where I come into play as far as with this album. But now the question is, if Walmart was to buy 10 copies of my album, are they going to sell? Mm. And if they never heard of me and they don't know about me, there's so many artists, they don't know if it's going to push or not. And so that's why you can bank on the CD being in like a Family Christian or a Lifeway over a Walmart or a Target, stores like that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it seems like you're having a good time with the kids, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, we driving. So, you know, son, sometimes he loves the car ride, other times he don't. So, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, look, I
definitely know how that goes.
Yeah, I know,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
We're all fathers in this circle right here. We take care of our kids, you know.
Ain't that a banging thing?
Yes.
Like, that's something that you don't see in the world. Like, almost every Christian rapper I know nowadays is married, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And rep. You know what I'm saying? For their wives and for their kids. Not something that you see in worldly hip hop. So it's definitely something unique.
Yes, sir. So look, man. Hey, even if the CD is not in a Walmart or Target, you have the ability to say, hey, can you get that CD for me? You can tell them, yo,
exactly.
I want K-Drama's album. It's called We Fit the Workout Plan. I'm ordering it, and I need it here at this store. And they'll do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they do.
Definitely.
If you tell them to do something like that, they're going to do it. If you're going to spend your money, they're going to do it. So, you know what I'm saying? K-Drama album is going to be everywhere. It's going to be on crossmovement.com. It's going to be on thesouth.com, Holy Culture, all that, iTunes,
et cetera,
yeah, everywhere digitally you could think of, it will be there, man.
You can actually pre-order it on iTunes if you want. Like, if whoever's a big iTunes person,
yeah,
you just want to lock it in now, just go to iTunes and type in We Fit. It'll pop up. You can actually get every snippet to every song on the album right now on iTunes.
Wow, man. How do you, I just want to know, how did you do that? How did they do that?
Well, that's cost moving.
Yeah.
That's just sort of the benefit to be inside. I praise God because I'm like, I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah. That's hot. I'm looking at his album right now on iTunes. You can place the pre-order. You can check out the whole album, as my man said. It says it's coming out August 10th. It got 18 joints plus the booklet, which is tight. What's up?
Hey, check it out. Big ups to whoever did your graphics the other night.
Oh, praise God.
That's an awesome album cover, bro.
And that means a lot, coming from a dope graphic designer such as yourself.
I think he did that on purpose so you can say something about his graphics or something, man.
it worked.
Nah, I'm just playing, man. So, K-Drama.
Hey, another note about the artwork. I do it, like, if you ask me, like, whether you should get the CD or the digital, I would definitely encourage you to get the physical, because I think the booklet, when you get the booklet, it's dope. And then I ain't gonna tell y'all what the CD look like, and don't spoil it, but I'm just gonna leave y'all wondering what the CD looks like. The CD itself is dope.
I'm excited just to see how this joint came out. My question is, are you going to be able to send a signed copy to Yada Raki? Oh, definitely, I got y'all on that. Okay, cool, I'll be looking for that in the mail. Here, oh, banging. Yeah, you'll get an interview each. So K-Drama, let's do this, man. I want you to let the people know how, if somebody just feeling your music or feeling the ministry that you present, how can they get a hold of you? How can they book you? Where are you at online? Tell the people what's up.
You can go to k-dramamusic.com. All my info is on there. Email address, all that jazz. So you try to holler at me, best way is there. All my social networking links are on there. So if you try to get at me on Twitter, it's just twitter.com/kdrama513, myspace.com/kdrama. I just got a new Facebook page, so now people can add me, because I reached my limit. But I also have a fan page on Facebook. So if you just type in K-Drama, all that will pop up. But, yeah, just hit up my website. You can buy all my old albums. I got people will be like, yeah, I got your first album, Behind the Glory. I'm like, yo, that's not my first album. yeah, definitely get hip to the old stuff, the old mixtapes, and you know what I'm saying? Because it'll even make my songs make more sense if you know my old stuff. So, yeah, just go there, K-Drama. I try my best to respond. So if you hit me up on Facebook, I will send a message. If you hit me up on Twitter, I'll try to at you back. I may send you a direct message. You may not be able to direct me back, but I'll at least holler at you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I try to keep that. So
hey, one thing you said about listening to your old music, bro. Like a lot of the songs on Boom Baptism, because I have Behind the Glory. Some of the songs reference to some of the songs that are on. On Boom Back,
exactly. Yep.
They reference back to some of the songs on Beyond the Glory. Like you have a line in there on the Yodel song, I believe, that Teeter Totter. Teeter Totter. Yep. But then a lot of people don't know that you have a song that's called Teeter Totter.
And exactly.
The dance is off the hook.
That's right.
That was crazy.
So Frog is a fan. Frog is a fan of K-Drama music. We a fan of K-Drama music. I want you to be a fan. Let's do this. We got to go to this jam right now by Rayma Soul, Boombox. Don't go nowhere. K-Drama, thanks for being on the line with us, man. We going to holler at you soon. Holla.
Forever through Christ, not the music. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible Hulk Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting, deep received Jesus peace without the charming necklace. I'm reckless, I'm in a certain state of mind. So with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah, even though the crowd ooh-oohs like doo-wop. Nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains, we did it, we do it, we done it to tell of his name plain. Like wings and leers and jets bringing the noise up in your brain, your ear begets, that's me.
Jamming with the boombox loud like I jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jam loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jam loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Boombox till the tune rocks like gems, and the moon walks on a thriller night because I'm in, and I'm able like Clark Gable to win. Get the mic from out the toolbox, the record spins. No, never let the boom stop, let the needle play. It's like a mother hen watching over two flocks. Frito-Lay bakes the chips, Juan Love cooks the verbals. The audio dispersals, they chase cheese like 100 Urkels. A reversal is where it's at. See, the word of God sent me, so I'm on the map. I'm on the blocks like rats, in the books like stats, banging beats with rats. Sharper than spike bats. In the year of the fog, this frame of soul thing reigns. Some vintage Nikes and a new King James. Ingenuity and relevance, the common aim. It's due time for the gospel to take precedence, so let it bang.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. 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 Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow.
Turn up the volume, pump it up a little louder. The bass is thumping and ripping, we ain't even plugging power. Let me devour all the haters and cowards who say my faith is lame and I believe in something sour. I walk in this power, we in the final hour. So for me to make believe the seeds I sow won't flower would be like Jack Bowers dying in the line of fire. And how can I retire when Christ hasn't expired? To last blow of the whistle, man, his name we lifted higher. So turn me up a little bit, grown folks to little kids. Who are we kidding with? This music really needs to hit home when we bringing it. Yeah, I see you listening, but don't stop the music.
loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Chris John. Yeah, it's more to life than all the stuff we be focusing on, man. Cars, cribs, cash. I chased it all my life, but God saved me. Yo, it all started in Philly, recording 21st in Indiana, aiming for stardom. What dreams to be ballin'. Older brother introduced me and my little bro to Trek in the barbershop. Trap money, records recording. Gun on the table, that's how he recorded. But we just happy he's doing it, making hot songs, but didn't know what to do with them. But in my heart, they had no clue to them. Screaming, Father, please. Shows, new wardrobe, ain't got no cash, so we charge it. Just flip the Mac card and no bargaining. Crack code flipping for buck with no love code. I was heartless, bagging in this apartment. We keep dirty carpets, curtains closed for the knocks and DTs trying to hawk us. God, I can't dodge this. Feeling addicted to the street glory. Rob by the trying to change daily. My burdens get harder. I'm part of a clique who's sick and sick, who sell long as I hang. I just sink deeper as life to get darker. I stand and I think on the corner with my drink, realizing it could be the end of one blink. I need some help in this thing, Father, please.
Save me, oh my. Save me, here I am. Save me, oh. Cause I'm trying to find my way.
White base to addicts. With my man out the Blue Jays. Attack is left a new place. My stash up in the crack wall. Thank God I ain't strapped. Nah, they threw me in the squad car while they walked around the building. Without my hole, I seen him look in. He reached his hand up in it. I'm shook. Thought I was booked. Then he came back. Empty palms set me free. I learned that in the midst of my darkest hour. And like you heard, my heart sourly saying, please. Up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. Out in the world, up against the highest odds, but can't run cause the realest refuse to fall. And for sure, no question, I go hard. I can't run cause the realest refuse to fall.
Save me.
That was Chris Don featuring Micah Stampley. Yeah, sometimes you do make some mistakes. I didn't press the record button. Now, that's not Don Christian. That's Chris John. It's a little different, you know what I'm saying? But his music is hot. So, my guy Frog, he was on with us for a little bit. He had to get on, you know what I'm saying? He really wanted to make sure he said what's good to my guy K-Jama. And for all those that don't know, Frog is the one that hooks up all the majority of the interviews, man. So he's still working behind the scenes. He got us booked all the way up till November. So if you want to get interviewed, hit us up, yattatheking@gmail.com. Man, we would love to hear from you. And number one, man, more than anything, we want you guys to let your light shine. Allow your light shine so that people can see the God in you. And when you do that, it definitely can open up doors for ministry.
It will open up doors for people to be impacted by what you by what they hear and what they say. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really excited about that. I hope you excited about what Jesus is doing in your life, man, because he's doing a lot of things, man. And check it out. If you ever got any prayer requests, feel free to hit us at our email, yadathaking@gmail.com. Yada, yadathaking@gmail.com. And those is the king is spelled like the normal word king is spelled. yadathaking@gmail. If you want to advertise, you can do that. Like I said, man, we got a lot of things coming for you guys soon. We're looking forward to continue to build with you guys, continue to build, continue to get in the family, continue to, you know, just build with you guys because you're family. So, I mean, we want it to be like, you know, family, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I want to say. If you having a problem letting your light shine this week, make it a point to say, hey, I'm going to let somebody know about what Jesus is doing in my life. I'm allow somebody to hear what God has done. I'm allow somebody to see God in me while I pray, while I'm on a bus, whatever you do. Allow somebody to see God in you this week, man. Share your story, share your testimony, and I guarantee it's going to impact somebody's life, man. So this is what I want, man. I want Christians to be on fire for God so that we can take over this world, man, and let people know, hey, a real Christian is still here. We ain't gone nowhere. It's just that we ain't getting the same exposure because people like to see other people's faults. You know what I'm saying? So let us stand up and shine that light. You know what I'm saying? Put your hand in the air. Let it shine. You know, and that's really what we about, letting that light shine, y'all. So I just want to say I love y'all. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be here the same time, same place next week. It's Yadathaking Radio. Let me look who we got coming up, man, because I know we got another interview, banging interview coming up for you guys on this Yadathaking Radio show, man. And we keep them coming, man, because we want you to hear what these other artists is doing, because I know that these different artists will inspire you to get your walk with God in order, to continue to go strong for the King. And man, that's really what it's all about. You feel me? So, we got my homie RTL from Seattle, Washington. Now he lives in Seattle. I'll say that, but he's actually from New Jersey, man. And he's going to be sharing with you guys, what's going on in his life, how he's doing, who he is. Cause some of y'all might not ever even heard of him, but RTL is going to be on the show next week. He might even be live in the studio with us. So we're going to see what's good. Hey, don't go nowhere. RTL gonna be on next week. It's Don Christian. I'm signing off. I love all y'all. And remember this: keep it Christ and let your light shine. It's Yadathaking.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yadathaking. Shabakta. I Yadathaking. I Yadathaking. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yadathaking. Shabakta. We Yadathaking. We out of the key.